That's how I got to Memphis.
The Noon News is sponsored by E.T. Foods, where your family's food dollar goes farther. They're not fancy, but they're friendly. And by Strang Heating and Electric, serving South Central Wisconsin for over 100 years. They are your total contractor for sales, installation, and service. What a beautiful day. It is 51 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Ahead of Saturday's primary, Nikki Haley in Greenville, South Carolina, making a speech in her home state, where she also served as governor and trails in the polls against her one-time boss, former President Trump. Haley referring to herself as the underdog in the race.
Some of you, perhaps a few of you in the media, came here today to see if I'm dropping out of the race. Well, I'm not.
Haley says she's also focusing on the March Super Tuesday primaries. The White House says it's planning to impose additional major sanctions against Russia in response to the death of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny last week at an Arctic prison. Navalny's family says Russia's government now refusing to return his body. In Texas, the search continues for 11-year-old Audrey Cunningham. She disappeared from Texas school bus stop last week. Police have taken someone into custody. This is ABC News. Julian Assange facing what could be his last London court hearing before possible extradition to the U.S. on espionage charges.
Outside of court, it's come to this, a two-day final hearing for the WikiLeaks founder, and the stakes couldn't be higher. His wife, Stella, addressing the crowd.
They have to know they can't get away with this. Julian needs his freedom, and we all need the truth.
If the judges rule against Assange, his supporters worry he could quickly be put on a plane to the U.S. Tom Rivers, ABC News, London.
More schools are scrambling to find substitute teachers, an issue that's been growing since the pandemic. The average pay around $20 per hour isn't keeping pace with the economy. The New York Times reports one major school district in Iowa can barely cover half of teacher sick calls. Some states have now loosened college degree requirements. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Great news! Strang's at Richland Center is not closing. Instead, we're excited to announce that they will be under new ownership. They continue proudly to offer top quality products from trusted brands like Lennox, Goodman, A. O. Smith, NEC, and many more. At Strang's, quality is not just a promise, it's the hallmark. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Strang's has always been about people helping people, and your satisfaction is their priority. Experience the legacy of Strang's under new ownership. The same reliability you've known for years, now with a fresh perspective. Strang's, where experience meets commitment, and they're here to serve you better than ever before. Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Simpson's Tractor, WCCU Credit Union, Center Pharmacy, Gokenauer Insurance, Cardinal Glass CG, Allied Ready Mix, Southwest Tech, BL Signs, ET Foods, Sunshine and Giggles, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, PMI Windows, and Tony and Dana Doherty Rural Mutual Insurance Company. And now stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 51 degrees in Richland Center at 12:04. Our forecast calls for partly to sunny skies and seasonably warm with a high of 53. Scattered clouds this afternoon. Tonight, a few clouds with a low of 31, and tomorrow, partly cloudy and balmy again with a high of 56. In Richland Center, it is a sunny 51 degrees with southeasterly winds 3 to 5 miles per hour.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Wherever you are in Southwest Wisconsin, you're always close to someone who has trusted BL Signs. The van you're meeting with a great rap, the business sign that makes you feel welcome before you even get out of the car, or the restaurant sign that makes you hungry the moment you see it. BL Signs is the trusted source for projects done well, done on time, and done on budget. The best start for any signage project is BL Signs of Richland Center. Online at blsignage.com.
A new season starts with big savings from New Holland and Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. A new season starts with big savings, meaning 0% financing and cashback offers now through March 31st at Simpson's Tractor. There are special offers on select mid-range tractors, specialty tractors, and utility tractors. The popular subcompact tractors, compact tractors, Workmaster tractors, and T6 tractors are all eligible for special financing or cashback offers. And New Holland's outstanding line of hay tools and spreaders are waiting with big savings, including roll belt, round balers, disc mowers, disc mower conditioners, plus more. Offers are good through March 31st only at Simpson's Tractor. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and approval by CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC. See your participating New Holland dealer for details and eligibility requirements. Down payment may be required on select equipment. Offer good through March 31st, 2024. Not all customers or applicants may qualify for this rate or term. CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC. Standard terms and conditions apply.
Good afternoon. It's 51 degrees in Richland Center at 12:07. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. A Sauk County man died yesterday morning in a two-vehicle crash in the town of Wilton. The crash shut down part of Highway 71 for more than 5 hours. Around 9:20, the Monroe County Communications Center received a report of the crash near the Wilton Rod and Gun Club. It involved a semi-tanker and an SUV. It was determined that the SUV had been westbound on 71 when it crossed the center line of the highway and went ahead on into the semi, which was headed eastbound. The driver of the SUV was pronounced dead at the scene. The driver from the semi sustained non-life-threatening injuries. A large amount of debris was scattered across the highway, causing State Highway 71 to be shut down for almost 6 hours for the investigation, removal of the vehicles, and cleanup of the scene. People who support Wisconsin's new legislative boundaries say people can expect a more responsive state government. Governor Evers says tighter majorities will spur lawmakers to find middle ground on issues like Medicaid expansion.
I have to believe there is at least one Republican in the House or the Senate that agrees with us on that. And hope, you know, then maybe we could find a solution.
Supporters of Wisconsin's new legislative map say they'll make elections this year more competitive. Beloit Democratic Senator Mark Spreitzer.
These are fair maps. If Republicans win a statewide election, they're going to win a majority in the legislature. If Democrats win a statewide election, we've got a shot at a majority. That's a shot we haven't had for more than a decade.
Critics of Wisconsin's new legislative boundaries say they have problems. Republican Senator Howard Markline from Spring Green tells WRCO's Phil Nee that one new Senate district stretches from Richland Center to Madison. He says the issues in one city are much different than the other.
You think about the issues in the city of Madison versus city of Richland Center. I mean, it's just two different worlds.
State Representative Tony Kurtz is eager to look forward. He says work can begin on the 2024 campaigns.
Our clerks who work so very hard on all our elections, now it gives them time to do what they need to do to marry up their voting precincts with who's going to be in those areas.
Kurt says he doesn't expect a lawsuit to try to delay the new maps from taking effect. The new maps will mean a lot of changes and a lot of tough decisions for state lawmakers. WisPolitics reports 21 state lawmakers are now drawn into the same districts, including 6 in the Senate and 11 in the Assembly. Some lawmakers say they plan to move in order to try to stay in office. All 132 seats in the legislature will have elections this year. Wisconsin legislature is racing to finish its work for the session by voting on everything from a massive tax cut to raising out-of-state hunting fees. The assembly is also voting for the first time today on a constitutional amendment that would curb the veto powers of Wisconsin's governor. These veto powers are the broadest in the country. The Senate is also expected to vote to reject one of Governor Tony Evers' appointees to the Department of Natural Resources Policy Board. The moves come as the Assembly was planning to finish its work for the session on Thursday. The Senate will wrap up next month. Republican businessman and real estate mogul Eric Hovde has launched his bid for the U.S. Senate against Wisconsin Democratic incumbent Senator Tammy Baldwin, saying in a video that America is slipping away and everything is going in the wrong direction. This is Hovde's second Senate campaign. He ran in 2012 but lost in the GOP primary to former Governor Tommy Thompson. Baldwin went on to win election that year and is now seeking a third term in the battleground Wisconsin. In a video posted on his campaign website, Hovde mentions the economy, health care, crime, and open borders as issues he will focus on during the campaign. The University of Wisconsin-Madison's University program has announced six Wisconsin local governments are partnering with university resources to address community-identified challenges. University is an alliance of interdisciplinary leaders dedicated to fostering innovation in communities of all sizes. Since 2016, University Alliance has connected Wisconsin communities with faculty, staff, instructors, students, courses, and more during three-year partnerships. Since it began, 29 communities have partnered with University. The new cohort brings the total to 35 communities with 18 counties and 17 cities, towns, and villages participating. The six communities include the villages of DeForest and Mount Pleasant, the city of Waupaca, and Chippewa, Jackson, and Iowa counties. Jackson County applied to University in collaboration with the Ho-Chunk Nation of Wisconsin. DeForest, Mount Pleasant, Waupaca, and Chippewa and Jackson counties are partnering through 2026, while Iowa County is engaged in an accelerated timeline. Iowa County sought out University to study the feasibility of consolidating services within the county and across the region to save taxpayer dollars, improve service delivery, or unlock innovation. Attorney General Josh Call has announced that an arbitration panel of former judges has ruled in favor of the state of Wisconsin in its dispute with Phillips Morris USA Incorporated, R.J. Reynolds Tobacco Company, and other cigarette manufacturers. The win will result in Wisconsin receiving approximately $24 million in disputed funds. The dispute involved the annual payments that tobacco manufacturers owe to the state under a public health agreement known as the Master Settlement Agreement that Wisconsin and 45 other states reached with the tobacco companies in 1998. The MSA provides a reduction in those annual payments based on the increase in market share of manufacturers who did not join the MSA. States, however, are not subject to that reduction if they can prove they work to enforce a statute requiring tobacco companies that were not party to the MSA to put money into an escrow on certain cigarettes sold in the state. To enforce the statute, Wisconsin tracked the sales and escrow payments of these companies, and if one of them failed to make the required payments, Wisconsin would step in and prohibit it from selling its products in the state. The practice of the large tobacco companies has been to challenge each state's diligence. The state then must prove its diligence for each calendar year to secure its full MSA payment for that year. This month, a panel of three former federal judges ruled in favor of Wisconsin for years 2005, 6, and 7, finding that Wisconsin had a comprehensive and well-coordinated program and that the state used its best efforts to successfully eradicate non-compliant manufacturers. Payments made under the MSA are applied to the Medical Assistance Trust Fund. Today is the first of four elections in the state this year for some Wisconsin residents. The February primary will see a handful of municipal and county primaries across the state, including a mayoral primary in Milwaukee. There are also seven school districts asking referendum questions, totaling just over $219 million. La Crosse and Monroe counties will have no ballots issued today, as there are no primaries needed or referendum questions being asked. Additionally, Buffalo, Pepin, Trempealeau, and Vernon counties have no primaries. Sauk County has just one primary for a county board position representing the northwest side of Baraboo, while Boscobel has three people running for one spot on city council. Richland, Vernon, and Crawford counties have no primaries. No one is hurt after an apartment fire in Gay's Mills early yesterday morning. The fire started in the middle of the building and reached the attic before the fire was put out, according to Gay's Mills fire officials. It took about an hour and a half to put out the fire, which was kept to one of the five apartments in the building. Two other apartments had light smoke and water damage. The building is owned by Cooley Cap. The cause of the fire has not been released. Three people were found dead at a home near Madison Sunday night. Middleton police were called to a residence just after 7:30 Sunday night for a check property complaint. While they were arriving on scene, a man at a neighboring home approached them saying he'd been shot. He's hospitalized with multiple gunshot wounds. Police went into the home and found three people dead. No details have been released on how they died. Middleton police do say there is no current threat to the public, and they are not looking for any additional individuals at this time. It's 51 sunny degrees in Richland Center at 12:16. The WRCO News at Noon will continue in a moment.
From buying your first car to enjoying your retirement, Rural Mutual Insurance agents are like family, and they are there for you every step of the way. With a full line of insurance products exclusively designed for Wisconsin, you can trust Rural Mutual to protect what matters most to you. Discounts are available for bundling home and auto. For a free quote, call Tony or Dana Doherty at 647-2972 or just stop by 177 East Mill Street, Richland Center.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation. Welcome to Foggy Bottom Woodworks, your one-stop shop for turning dreams into reality. They offer top-notch custom cabinetry, millwork, countertops, and more. For over 20 years, the skilled designers and craftsmen have been delivering exceptional quality using locally sourced materials and pre-finishing all components right in their shop. Forget about melamine. Their cabinets are crafted from plywood for durability and unmatched style. With in-house production, don't settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary. Explore true custom craftsmanship at Foggy Bottom Woodworks. Visit them at 555 East Warehouse Street in Muscadet or call 739-4440. You can also follow them on Facebook for a sneak peek into their world. Open Monday through Friday from 8 until 5 or evenings and Saturdays by appointment. Sunshine and Giggles has the philosophy that children learn through play. Sunshine and Giggles staff will strive to develop a stimulating, inviting classroom atmosphere in which children are free to explore and learn at their own pace. Sunshine and Giggles Child Care Center is now enrolling children 6 weeks to 12 years. For more information, please call 608-649-5501. Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center.
It's 51 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:19. Two deaths are under investigation in Dodge County. Both deaths are believed to be connected. One of the deaths was in the lobby of the Emergency Urgent Care Department at Prairie Ridge Health, which is the hospital in Columbus. The other investigation, it is at a residence in the town of Elba, just outside of Columbus. Dodge County Sheriff's Office says there is no risk to the public. They're expected to release more details today. A Milwaukee woman involved in a Mother's Day crash that killed five people will spend a quarter century in prison. That was the sentence handed down to Antonia Sandifer Monday in Milwaukee County Court. Investigators say the 21-year-old Sandifer was traveling 30 miles over the speed limit when she ran a red light at an intersection on Milwaukee's northwest side. Sandifer's vehicle crashed into another car before spinning out and hitting a traffic pole. Sandifer's cousins, her brother, and her one-year-old goddaughter were killed in the crash. Everyone in the struck vehicle survived. Investigators said Sandifer's blood alcohol concentration was more than twice the legal limit. In addition to the prison time, Sandifer will also serve 15 years of extended supervision. The man named as a person of interest in an Elkhorn double homicide was formally charged over the weekend. A criminal complaint says Thomas Rote was playing a gaming machine inside the Sports Page bar February 1st before he allegedly shot and killed 37-year-old bartender Gina Weingart and her husband 33-year-old Emerson Weingart. 3 days after the shooting, the Walworth County Sheriff's Office says the 57-year-old Rout was pulled over and arrested for possession of contraband. While Rout was jailed, the complaint says Rout allegedly admitted to law enforcement during an interview that he was the person with the gun at the bar, adding that he took between $120 and $140 from the bar's cash register and disposed of the handgun and ammunition at a Lake Como convenience store. Several stolen luxury vehicles were involved in a Sunday police chase across southeast Wisconsin. West Allis police received a call Sunday morning of the vehicles being parked in the lot of a West Allis business. Waukesha police verified that 9 vehicles in total were stolen from the Jaguar and Land Rover dealership there. When West Allis police located the group of stolen vehicles, they took off onto I-94, leading to a police pursuit. Police say one of the vehicles hit stop sticks and crashed with an uninvolved vehicle on I-94 in Pleasant Prairie. No one was injured in the crash, and the driver of that stolen vehicle was taken into custody. Waukesha police believe the incident is connected to an organized crime group of teenagers from the Chicago area. The Farmer Angel Network is recognizing 5 years of progress with a reception and free viewing of the S-Word film. Farmer Angel Network, known as FAN, was started by a few Loganville and Reedsburg community members after a local farmer died by suicide. They came together not only to comfort their neighbors, family, and friends, but also to do something to avoid this ever happening again. FAN will still run, but FAN, while still run by a small group of local volunteers, is now a recognized model throughout the state and nation for its efforts to decrease the stigma associated with mental health struggles and serve to promote the health of its farming community. FAN has been featured on a PBS Earth-focused documentary, PBS NewsHour, NBC, The New York Times, The Washington Post, and hundreds more news and agricultural media forums. FAN is recognizing its progress in reducing mental health stigma and struggles with a free community event Sunday, March 17th from 1 to 3 at Reedsburg's Cal Center. The event will include a reception with light food and drinks, a program, exhibits, and a free viewing of The S-Word. The S-Word takes an intimate look at the lives of survivors of suicide and their loved ones and records their candid and profoundly emotional stories of hope and survival. A suicide attempt survivor documents the stories of fellow survivors, their courage, insight, and humor. This is a suicide project focusing on life. The event is free and open to the public. Registration is preferred by March 10th at farmerangelnetwork.com/events or email farmerangelnetwork@gmail.com. The Vernon County Health Department will be offering wellness screenings. The screening includes cholesterol and blood sugar levels, as well as an assessment of blood pressure and discussion of risk factors for heart disease. The aim of these screenings is to promote heart health awareness and provide individuals with the opportunity to monitor their cholesterol levels affordably. High cholesterol is a significant risk factor for cardiovascular diseases such as heart attacks and strokes. Detecting cholesterol levels early on and managing them can greatly reduce the risk of developing these conditions. In addition to the cholesterol screenings, participants may receive informational materials on maintaining a heart-healthy diet and smoking cessation if needed. The Vernon County Health Department will be offering screenings the second Thursday morning of each month from 7:30 to 10:30. The next screening will be held March 14th. A $10 donation is requested, but not required. For more information, visit the Vernon County website. For assistance in making an appointment, contact the Vernon County Health Department by phone at 608-637-5251 Monday through Friday from 8:30 to 4:30. Join UW-Madison Division of Extension and USDA Risk Management Agency Tuesday night, March 5th, from 7 to 8 to learn about livestock risk protection and protection and livestock gross margin, the USDA cattle risk management tools for beef producers. The webinar will present information on how the programs work and how beef producers can purchase coverage. Presenters for the workshop include Paul Mitchell, Professor of Agriculture and Applied Economics, University of Wisconsin-Madison, Director of Rank Agribusiness Institute, Brenda Botel, Professor of Agricultural Economics, UW-River Falls, UW-Extension Commodities Marketing Specialist, Pamela Stahlke, Director, USDA Risk Management Agency, St. Paul Regional Office, and Bill Halfman, UW-Extension State Beef Outreach Specialist. To receive the connection information for this online meeting, register by noon Tuesday, March 5th at go.wisc.edu/0P3120. To request an interpreter, materials in an alternative language or format, or other services to make this event more accessible, contact Sandra.Stuttingen, that's S-A-N-D-R-A, .STUTTGEN at WISC.EDU by Monday, February 26th. Applications for 2024 Specialty Crop Block Grants are due Tuesday by 5 to the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. Applications may involve collaborations or partnerships between entities. Eligible projects focus on enhancing the competitiveness of specialty crop industries through research, education, or market development. Typical projects receive between $10,000 and $100,000. DATCAP will use a competitive review process to select qualified projects. Selected projects will be included in Wisconsin State Plan, which is submitted to the U.S. Department of Agriculture for approval and funding. Projects can receive grant funds for up to 3 years in duration. Eligible project expenses include compensation for personnel, consultant services, materials, and supplies. Grant information and application materials, including a video detailing the application process, are available on the DATCAP website. Again, the grants applications are due by next Tuesday, February 27th. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is now accepting entries for the 16th annual Great Waters Photo Contest and Writing Project through April 1st. The top photographs and writing submissions will be featured in the DNR's Office of Great Waters next calendar. The photo contest and writing project highlight how people connect with and value the Great Lakes and Mississippi River, inspiring greater care for these vast yet vulnerable resources. Eligible entries include photos of Lake Michigan, Lake Superior, or the Mississippi River in Wisconsin, and short essays, stories, or poems around 200 words inspired by the Great Waters. Written descriptions of stewardship projects or partnerships to help protect or restore Wisconsin's Great Waters will also be accepted. Pictures of all seasons are needed and are accepted in the following categories: people enjoying Wisconsin's Great Waters, cultural and historical features, natural features, and wildlife. Email all photography entries to DNR Great Waters Photo Contest at wisconsin.gov and all writing entries to DNR Great Waters Writing Project at wisconsin.gov by April 1st. Include your name and address, phone number, and email address with the submission. Judging will be completed by a panel of DNR staff members. Criteria for judging include visual and technical merit, creativity, and composition. To review the photo contest and writing project rules and instructions, visit the DNR's Great Waters Photo Contest and Writing Project webpage. For questions about the photo contest or writing project, contact Susan Tesarek, DNR Office of Great Waters, at 608-977-2416. Today's winner of $50 in the RCHS Athletic Booster Club calendar raffle is Nicole Jack of Nashville, Tennessee, on ticket number 114.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
As long as you're using convenience services, why not be rewarded for it? That's what an awards checking at WCCU Credit Union is all about. No gimmicks, no minimum balance requirements, no monthly fees. Just a straightforward checking account that now earns 3% APY on balances up to $20,000. That's right, with direct deposit, 15 debit card transactions per month, and e-statements, you too can earn 3% with the WCCU Awards checking account. For more details, contact any of our WCCU offices or visit us online at wccucreditunion.coop. Rate based on annual percentage yield and subject to change monthly. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life, WCCU Credit Union.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire, all with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
It's currently a sunny 52 degrees in Richland Center at 12:32. Today is Tuesday, February 20th. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Martin Joseph Boleyn, 92, of Rule Laval, died Wednesday at the Reedsburg Area Medical Center. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at Vaulton Friends Church in Vaulton. Burial will follow at the Oaks Cemetery, Woodland Township. Friends may call today from 4 until 7 at the Farber Casanova Chapel. Friends may also call at the Vaulton Friends Church Wednesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Memorials may be made to the Casanova Fire Department, EMT, or a Grace Hospice. The Farber Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements. Martin Boleyn is survived by three sons, Gary and Carol Boleyn of Casanova, Dale and Lisa Boleyn, and Richard and Danella Boleyn, all of Laval. 9 grandchildren, 12 great-grandchildren, 2 great-great-grandchildren, a sister, Virginia and Delmer Hanna of Missouri, 2 brothers, Donald and Lois Boleyn of Laval, and Elgin and Shirley Boleyn of Baraboo. Brother-in-law, Dan Kirshner of Lafarge. Special friend, Barbara DeVault, and many nieces and nephews. Martin Joseph Boleyn, 92, of Rural Laval. Maggie Wright, 86, of Richland Center, died Sunday at Pine Valley Community Village. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. A live stream of the service will be available on the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Burial will follow in the Vaulton Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Maggie Wright is survived by 3 children, Richard Wright Jr. of Kentucky, Rose Griffa of Hillsboro, and Lisa and Dan Williams of New Haven, Missouri. Several grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and great-great-grandchildren, brother and sisters, Tina and Dennis Laswell of Lone Rock, Chuck and Mary Mahara of Illinois, Patty Lynch of Richland Center, and Ruthie and Steve Bowles of Tennessee. Maggie Wright, 86, of Richland Center. Edith Burkhalter, 93 of Laval, died Thursday at home after a brief illness. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 1:30 at the Piha Funeral Home in Waniwok. Burial will be at Pine Eden Cemetery, Waniwok. A luncheon will follow at the Waniwok American Legion Hall. Friends may call at the Piha Funeral Home Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 1:30. In lieu of flowers, donations to a Grace Hospice Care, Shriners Hospitals for Children, or St. Jude's Children's Hospital would be appreciated. Survivors of Edith Burkhalter include six children, Diane and Don Hess, and Donna and Ben Field, all of Waniwok, Dale and Elaine Hepp of Laval, Denise and Fred Stetcher of Waniwok, Doreen Hepp and Brian Butcher of Reedsburg, and Dawn and Joel Kelbel of Hillsboro. 18 grandchildren, several great-grandchildren, a great-great-grandson, sister Bonnie Hooker, brother Byron Walter, sister-in-law Judy Walter, and many nieces, nephews, cousins, and friends. Edith Burkhalter, 93 of Laval.
Hi, this is Lisa from ET Foods. Kraft mac and cheese, deluxe box, 24 ounces, $4 each. Allegra egg noodles, 16-ounce bag, $1.25. Cedarcrest ice cream, $5.50 a scround. McCain early risers, bacon, egg, and cheese, 3.7 pounds, $14 each. Tostino's party pizzas, $1.50 each, buy 9, get 1 free. Lamb Wesson gourmet onion rings, 32 ounces, $8.50. Shop ET Foods, where your food dollar goes a little farther. Located 2 miles north of Ithaca on Jaquish South Road, open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6, Sundays 8 to 4, closed Mondays and holidays.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At Charles Gokenauer Insurance, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or a claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Insurance Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff for Mount Morris Insurance Company. They'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
Attention Express Scripts patients of Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy. They become aware that some of you have received notices stating they're out of network. Please don't worry. They're here to address any concerns. If you have questions, reach out to them directly. Rest assured, the situation is resolved and there will be no interruption in services to you. They apologize for any confusion and appreciate your understanding during this process. Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, your health and peace of mind are their top priorities. Thank you for trusting in them to care for you.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Ron and Deb Baumkamp, Merle and Carol Colson, and Mark and Rhonda Otto. Best wishes to all of you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving customers with a special loyalty and dedication only a hometown bank can provide.
How's it going today? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, the big story continues to be the unusual warmth pushing in across the Midwest. Temperatures soaring a good 20 degrees above normal the next couple of days, with basically all the major weather systems veering around us, so we do expect some partial sunshine. Now, there will be one disturbance passing south and southeast of us, which could bring some rain to places like Missouri, Illinois, over into southern Michigan, into northern Indiana. Might graze southeast Wisconsin with a touch of light rain late Wednesday night, early Thursday. Otherwise, we're tracking a cold front, which is projected to slide in from the north by Friday morning. That'll bring us somewhat cooler temperatures Friday into Saturday, but already by Saturday evening, warmer air pouring in from the west will bump our temperatures well above normal by Sunday. Now, next week, we are looking at some stormier weather coming in, especially by Monday night or Tuesday, as a fairly strong low-pressure system coming out of the Rockies and Plains tracks northeast. We could see rain amounts upwards of a half inch by midweek, maybe even some wet snow if enough cold air comes in. Here's that forecast now for the rest of today. Just some scattered clouds through the early afternoon, otherwise turning mostly sunny and unusually warm, with highs reaching around 53. South to southeast wind 5 to 13. Tonight, a few clouds, low at 31. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and balmy again with a high of 56, wind variable near 5. Thursday, partly sunny and still rather mild, low 33, high at 54. The outlook for Friday, partly cloudy and cooler, low 27, high at 39. Saturday, mostly sunny and breezy, low 18 degrees, high near 44. Sunday, partly cloudy and mild, low about 32, high up to 53. And Monday, partly sunny, turning windy, low 32 with highs in the upper 50s. Chance of rain showers coming in later Monday night and Tuesday. Have a great afternoon. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
It's currently a sunny 53 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 47, our low this morning was 22. Our high so far today, our current temperature of 53. The record high for this date, 60 in 1981. The record low, 23 below in 1959. Last year's high was 44 with a low of 21. Sunset today will be at 5:39, with sunrise tomorrow at 6:51. Currently in Richland Center, we have northeasterly winds at 4 to 5 miles per hour. The barometer is down to 30.0 and no precipitation to report. It is a sunny 53 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving Richland County and the area since 1881. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
A call to action to help stop farm and farmland losses in the United States. Next on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. The latest Census of Agriculture says farm and farmland numbers continue to fall in this country, and Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack is calling for a response to stop the bleeding. Since one reason farms fail is economics, Vilsack asks,
how can we create the farm, not the farmer, but the farm, capable of creating multiple revenue streams? And that's why it's important for us to invest in climate-smart agriculture. because that creates an opportunity for farms to qualify potentially for ecosystem service market credits, which is cash coming into the farm for environmental results that can occur only on the farm. The farm then creates a second stream of income.
Vilsack commended the USDA staff who worked on the Ag Census and dropped a not-so-subtle hint that the project should be given proper attention.
The question now is not just what the researchers will do with this, not just what the statisticians will do with this, not just what the media will do with this, or those that are curious will do with this data, but what will policymakers, what will this department, what will our friends in Congress do with this information? What should they do?
More tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This farm news and market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored in part by Richards Insurance, your certified farm specialist serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1933. With offices in Ithaca and Reedsburg, for your farm insurance needs, call Richards Insurance.
In Wisconsin, there are a lot of reasons to buy insurance. We get wind and hail, have lightning strikes regularly, and we have car accidents. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance. Choosing an insurance company can seem difficult. They all advertise themselves as the best, but we encourage you to consider Erie Insurance, which is above all in service. Trust Richards Insurance when we say that we want to be your Erie Insurance agent. Visit RichardsInsure.com and request a quote today. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Acreage decline. Hello, everyone. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Follow coverage of the 2024 National Ethanol Conference this week right here and at brownfieldagnews.com. And to learn about America's ethanol industry, go to ethanolrfa.org. U.S. farmers are expected to plant crops on fewer acres this year. USDA Chief Economist Seth Meyer says that's partly because of a slow but steady decline in principal crop area.
You know, you lose some ag land to other uses. But the biggest noise from year to year is what the weather is at planting time, and whether it's wide open and you get in, or whether there's some place around the country, there's often a prevent plant issue.
USDA's combined acreage projection for corn, soybeans, and wheat is 1% lower than a year ago at 225.5 million. The chief economist for the Renewable Fuels Association says last year was strong for the U.S. ethanol industry, and he's optimistic for continued strength in 2024. Brownfield's Kara Hart reports from the National Ethanol Conference in San Diego.
E15 exports and sustainable aviation fuel are going to allow us to keep growing in the years ahead.
Scott Richmond says sustainable aviation fuel and year-round E15 require strong policy.
That will really help retailers out there feel like there is consistency.
He says expanding international ethanol markets and overcoming trade barriers would also be beneficial.
Brazil, they have a 16% tariff. They have talked in the past a lot about open borders. It'd be nice to see them return to some form of reciprocity with the United States.
Reporting from the National Ethanol Conference in San Diego, California, I'm Kara Hart for Brownfield.
Wisconsin's dairy farmers are at the state capitol today to lobby for their top issues. Brownfield's Larry Lee is there.
Dairy Day at the Capitol is an opportunity for dairy farmers to go to the Capitol and talk with their lawmakers and tell them what issues and bills are important to them. Chad Zulliger is with the Dairy Business Association.
We're still looking at a lot going on here in the last several weeks of legislative session. So we're looking at a carbon calculator bill that will empower Wisconsin farmers as they move forward into some of the carbon market, carbon-based product revenue streams that are available. We're looking at a transition to grazing bill that establishes a grant program within DATCAP that will incentivize establishing managed grazing.
In Madison, I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield Ag News.
And the USDA reports a pair of new U.S. export sales. The Philippines bought nearly 230,000 tons of U.S. soybean meal for delivery this marketing year, while Japan picked up 155,000 tons of corn for next marketing year. The Philippines is a leading buyer of U.S. bean meal, and Japan is one of the top U.S. corn customers. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Brownfield Ag News.
Hello, this is Chase Estatune from Timsock Auction Realty with sale results and upcoming events. Big sale last Wednesday. Large squares topped at $250 a ton and large rounds topped at $205 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. We got two online-only auctions ending the 21st and the 28th of February at 6 p.m. Soft close. Looking to buy or sell your property? Give us a call at 608-723-4020. We need listings or go to www.timsockauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Estatune. Have a great day.
Direct cash cattle trade is very quiet and cash hogs are mostly steady. Hello, I'm Brent Barnett with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Cash cattle country is off to a quiet start on Monday. Bids and asking prices have yet to be established, and significant trade volume will likely be delayed until Wednesday or later. Last week, northern dress deals were marked at mostly 287 to 288, steady to a dollar lower than the previous week. Southern live deals were at mostly 180, $2 lower than the previous week's weighted averages. Boxed beef cutout values were mixed at midday, with choice down 21 cents at $2.96.88 and select $2.76 higher at $2.90.16. The choice select spread was $6.72. According to the Missouri Weekly Cattle Auction Summary, feeders were mostly steady to $5 higher across the state last week. There were some instances sharply higher and even some spots mid to late week in which some lower prices made an appearance for the first time in several weeks. The supply of feeders continues to be heavy in Missouri, even with a couple of short-lived snows falling in different parts of the state, according to USDA. Statewide, medium and large one feeder steers 450 to 499 pounds brought 275 to 365, and medium and large one feeder heifers 600 to 648 pounds sold for 217 to 270. Cash hogs are steady with extremely light opening negotiated sales at the major direct markets. Most buyers are holding bids after that quiet start to the week, getting a look at the available market-ready numbers while also watching demand signals. Export demand continues to be a bright spot, and domestic demand during the early part of 2024 has been mixed, but has generally held up well, despite the questions and concerns about the impact of California's Proposition 12. Barrow and gilt prices weren't reported at midday for the National Direct, Iowa, Minnesota, Western Corn Belt, or Eastern Corn Belt due to confidentiality. Butcher hogs at the Midwest cash markets were trending steady at midday at $50. Slaughter sows were marked at mostly $39 to $42, boars at $14. Pork values were steady to lower at midday, down $1.46 at $92.32. You can find more market information at brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
Are you considering a residential or agricultural building? Then you'll want to contact Burnham Lumber of Rui today. Since 1954, Burnham Lumber uses only the finest materials to ensure years of durability. Their salesmen will work with you to create a custom-designed building to meet your exact specifications. Burnham's offers experienced crews with quality workmanship or material packages to build it yourself. Contact Burnham Lumber today for all your building needs and ask about building material packages.
Soybeans and corn are up. Cattle and hogs are mostly higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Work with Stein. Enjoy flexibility and unlimited earning potential at one of the most respected seed companies in the industry. Apply at steinseed.com/careers. Soybeans are up on short covering and technical buying. They are oversold. Soybean meal's higher and the dollar index is lower. South American weather looks neutral to bearish with rain in the forecast this week for parts of Argentina and Brazil. March beans are up 5 at 11.77 and a quarter. May is 5 and a quarter higher at 11.81 and a half. March bean meal's up $2.40 at 348. March soybean oil's down 27 points at 45.32. Corn's up, bouncing off the recent lows, watching development conditions in Argentina and Brazil. Japan bought 155,000 tons of new crop U.S. corn this morning. March is up 2.5 at 419, and May's 2.5 higher at 432. And wheat's solidly higher, finding some new buying interest with help from that lower move in the dollar and a higher move in Paris milling wheat ahead of the U.S. Open. March Chicago's 22 and a quarter higher at 582 and three quarters. March Kansas City's up 19 and a quarter at 586 and a half. March Minneapolis is 11 and three quarters higher at 666 and a half. Live and feeder cattle are mostly higher ahead of this week's widespread direct business. Still don't really have a good sense of bids and asking prices yet. Choice box beef is weak at midday. Select was sharply higher. April live's down 55 at 187. June's up 5 at 182.87. March feeders are down 2 at 251. And April's up $1.45 at 255. And nearby hogs are up. The deferred months are down on demand expectations. Pork's lower at midday, but continues to hold up relatively well. Midwest butchers are steady. April's up 52 at 85.75, and June leans 37 higher at 98.12. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Have you ever met a nematode? Probably not. But this sneaky ingrate and its billions of friends steal soybean yields right out from under your nose. Nematodes cause up to $1.5 billion in soybean revenue loss each year. And if that's not enough, they also amplify sudden death syndrome. Why? Because they're microscopic good-for-nothing thieves, that's why. Take action against these yield-stealing jerks with Alevo soybean seed treatment from BASF, the only proven winner against both SEN and SDS. And remember to always read and follow label directions.
The weather, the market, the soil. Corn farmers know some things are inconsistent, except for Veltima fungicide from BASF. It consistently outyields other fungicides on average by 7 bushels per acre, consistently wins in on-farm head-to-head comparisons, and consistently makes for happy farmers. Veltima fungicide. Visit RevexFields.com for full results. Always read and follow label directions. Yield data based on summary of 2019 through 2022 RevX field scale demonstration trials.
Hi everyone, this is Sandra from Aiders and Plain. This crazy weather makes keeping our shelves stocked with the things you need tough, especially when it seems like so many products come on a slow boat from overseas. But hey, that's what we do. We receive orders from dozens of vendors every week. That means we can better manage our inventory and can stock up for snowy, super cold, or even icy weather. We do the ordering, not a giant server in another state. That also means special orders are a breeze. We order specialty items all the time, from light bulbs to repair parts for your faucets or even a dozen padlocks that are all keyed the same. Fixing in the winter is not fun, especially outdoors, but the crew at Aiders is here to help. So for friendly service and good advice, stop by Aiders, your great big store with small town smiles.
Are consumers more confident? Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. There is a correlation between consumer confidence and red meat purchases. University of Missouri's ag economist Scott Brown says 2024 is off to a much better start than a year ago.
That overall index up 0.8% in February relative to where we started 2024. That's driven a little bit in terms of expectations. Expectations were up 1.7% month over month, while the current economic conditions were down 0.5%. Now, as you point out, year over year is where we've been seeing the growth, so up 19% in that overall index relative to where we were a year ago. And if you went back even a little further to mid-22, when we were really seeing the index at some of its lowest levels, It's seen some very substantial growth over the period, which is all good news for the demand side. Perhaps inflation that folks think is in a little better check is part of what's been responsible for this bigger increase relative to year-ago levels.
And there has been some indication from the Fed that inflation could slow even more this year. I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. So with spring right around the corner, our garden seeds have arrived. Choose from many varieties of vegetable seeds and many different types of bulk seed corn. Also, we carry maple syrup supplies, including taps, buckets, bags, and many other things. So stop in at Richland Center, Muscadet, or Ace of La Crosse to see these items and many more. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Below the IAA State Individual Wrestling Tournament will be held this weekend. WRCO Sports wishes the best of luck to Wyatt Knockreiner of River Valley, Emma Haney, Ethan Haney, and Teague Perkins of Richland Center. From Dodgeville, Shane Rashan, Hawken Peterson, Charlie Might, Reed Spurley, and Ava Lord. Riverdale wrestlers Riley Wanick, Brody Meese, Grant Matthews, and Lakota Brewer. Nolan Waldner of Ithaca Weston. Jaron Grimsled of North Crawford, Seneca. Iowa Grand Highlands, Elliot Biba, Emerson Moen, Bodie Brockup, Hunter Stevens, Jackson Bussey, Tyson Imhoff, and Brock Hinderman. Join Bill Twining, David Wormand, and Kirk Lair for coverage of the state individual wrestling tournament beginning Thursday night on WRCO FM 100.9, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Many people aren't aware that Richland County has an organization similar to Big Brothers Big Sisters. For 35 years, Kinship of Richland County has made hundreds of matches between carefully screened adults and local children who need some extra attention. I'm Michelle Nolan-Karras, the director of Kinship. Occasionally, relationships don't work out, but it's amazing how often they do. Having a mentor can improve a child's self-confidence and help them succeed at school and in life. The mentor benefits from these matches, too. Often they last for years and continue into adulthood. If you would like to become a volunteer or refer a child, please contact us at 608-475-2886 or email us at kinshiprc@gmail.com. Donations to Kinship can be mailed to P.O. Box 51, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Your gift is tax deductible and much appreciated.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A major merger in the works that could affect millions of Americans.